Fineman the dog died in 1996 as a result of canine kidney failure. This was precipitated, according to our bastard of a vet, by poor oral hygiene, despite my religious commitment to brushing his drool-coated teeth. After Fineman was peacefully put to sleep by the vet, we held a family funeral in the garden. I wore one of the many black knee-length t-shirts I sported at 14 as I threw Fineman's favourite, and clearly redundant, teeth-cleaning chew toy into the grave. Reese, dashing in the new designer suit the mum had recently got him for his 18th, threw in a Snoop Dogg album. Dad, his hands plunged into his maroon cardigan's pockets, wept at the wrenching loss of his beloved companion. And my beautiful mum, stunning in a tight black dress, leant on Dad's shoulder for balance as her vertiginous, red-soled stilettos sank into the grass. It all felt so traumatic at the time, but then I had no idea of the jamboree of hatred and accusations that would, just 3 weeks later, constitute Mum's funeral. "How's he doing?" calls Woolly Tights woman from the other side of the pristine ward, indicating Dad. "Mm-hmm," I grunt, with a shake of my head, hoping that if I don't make eye contact, she'll leave me alone. Just my luck that Dad's bed is opposite the only other bed on this fully occupied 8-bed ward to have a visitor.
"Your dad?"